Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. Tomorrow night, the Minnesota Timberwolves are on the clock. Really, they are right now because they had the first overall pick. And we'll see where that goes. But a lot of people think they'll trade it. I do too, but you have to have an offer, and I don't know what the offers would be right now for a pick like that, and how you go about with limited time this offseason ascertaining that. Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, a guy that had his name called in the first round, Trent Tucker. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Talking to you and watching kids play hockey.
I was going to say, you got to see, you might not be watching those kids much longer. I mean, I don't know. What are the parents, what's the buzz out there?
Well, it's pretty much, the same all over. Everybody just kind of waiting and seeing what the governor's going to do next in terms of youth sports,
Yeah, and I think we kind of have an inclination that it's going to be shut down in some way, shape, or form, at least for a while. I can't imagine that trend. And the difficult part for you as a basketball player, say, is it's one thing if you shut them down in the summer, you can go outside and find a court and shoot. If you shut down facilities now, and I don't know that they will. I think they'll leave health clubs open. I don't know. But you shut down those facilities or indoor facilities, you got nowhere to play.
Well, I mean, when you talk about shutting down facilities and the number of facilities that can impact people, in a great way. I mean, but if we've come to this, then we've come to this. I'm hoping that some of his new restrictions may not shut down everything.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping we're educated enough where we go, okay, we don't need to do this. We can still get away with that and we'll be okay. Trent, what was it like when they called your name? Did you know, a couple picks away that you're going to get your name called in the first round?
I did. Once I got to New York and I was, when the season started in 81-82, I was slotted anywhere in the top 15.
Okay.
I could, based on my play or my team's play, I could drop out of the top 15 or I could advance and move up into the top 10, based on what we were able to accomplish as a team.
Yep.
We won the Big Ten championship that year, lost in the Sweet 16 to Louisville down in Birmingham, Alabama. And in during that time, I had some good games, so I was able to improve myself as a draftee at that time. And when I got to New York, I knew I was going anywhere between, 4 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. And once the Dallas Mavericks took Bill Garnett at number 4, he was out of Wyoming. My agent at that time, Irwin Wiener, said, you're going to New York at number 6. Because New York was not looking for a big man. They were looking for a shooting guard or a small forward. And then when Dallas drafted Bill Garnett at number 4, I knew I was going to the Knicks at number 6.
Where happened to Bill Garnett? I don't even remember that name.
Yeah, he came out of Wyoming. He was about 6'7", 6'8", small forward, really, really good player. But at that time, making the Dallas Mavericks and stand around for a very long time was tough for anyone because they had Mark McGuire.
Okay. Was it Garnett, like Kevin Garnett name?
Huh?
What was his name, Garnett, like Kevin Garnett, or what was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh, I didn't know there was another Garnett. I don't remember that name. Usually you do.
Yeah.
So now...
That was almost 40 years ago, you know?
I know. So now, tomorrow will be even less fanfare than it was for your draft, and yours was just starting to take shape because it'll be done virtually. I just was talking to Daniel Turrell this afternoon, who's projected to go in the first round from Creighton Durham Hall and University of Minnesota. So now you know the Timberwolves know what they got. They know what the options are. What do you do, Trent?
Well, I mean, I would have to believe, Mike, they are looking at every possible situation on how they can improve this basketball team. And I know they have probably received some calls for that number one pick. And if the right deal comes across the table that you believe that's going to give you a chance to make the team better right away, then you may make the move. But if it's not the right move for you, and then you may have to stick with that number one overall pick. And then of the top three guys that we've heard the most about, then you have to select the guy that you believe is the best fit for your team.
Wiseman, I mean, do you like him? Could he play with Karl-Anthony Towns at the same time on the floor?
I think the Wolves right now would look for a guy who can shoot the ball and wing, man. The kid from Georgia right now seems like he would be the best fit for them in terms of playing with
Edwards, yeah.
D'Angelo Russell and Karl-Anthony Towns. You want to balance off your team. You want to make sure that, you know, you have guys who can do different things to give you some balance to what you do on the offensive end.
And they brought a lot of wings through. Okogie, of course, is still sitting there as your reserve. They may trade last year's number one. Who knows before this thing gets done. Is that a tough position to find, a catch-and-shoot guy, a guy that can create his own shot? What's the key to that? You know, when I think about real shooters, I think of Jamal Crawford, Kyle Korver, guys like that, it's almost inexplicable. Trent Tucker, when he was playing, are those guys hard to find, or is it just about you don't know, you got to put them in a system where you allow them to be them?
Well, in today's game, you know, you don't find those guys as much as you did in the past. It's because the game is taught differently. You know, most guys now either shooting three-point shots or trying to get to the basket and slam dunk. But a guy that can play off someone like D'Angelo Russell, you know, he needs to be a catch and shoot guy, and if he has to put it down on the floor, it's only one or two dribbles. You know, you don't want that guy when the shot clock is running down, now that has to use the bounce to create his offense. You know, Klay Thompson is a perfect fit for Steph Curry because, for one, he's a great shooter, he's a big time defender. But also, he doesn't have to use the bounce as much to get his shot off because he's playing off a guy that can create opportunities for him. So for the Wolves, with an inside player like Karl-Anthony Towns, who's going to demand the double teams, D'Angelo Russell is a guy that is a wonderful passer with his ability to penetrate and break down the defense. And when they kick the ball out with the shot clock now below 5 seconds, that guy who receives the pass needs to be a catch-and-shoot guy.
And you know, as they build this team, do you ever look at, you know, you see this sometimes where they'll run 2 point guards because one can create with the ball, all those things. Do you like that philosophically? So you go, hey, if we can trade down and get a really good point guard, we can put he and Russell on the floor at the same time.
You know, it can work in certain situations, but for me, being an old school guy, you know, I don't like that situation because now you have two guys who do the same thing. And when you look at the teams that go on to play, you know, deep contending playoff basketball with a chance to win a championship at some point in time, their two best players, they do different things. Or that third guy who comes in, you know, to coexist with the top two, he does something different as well. And when Jimmy Butler was here, you know, he was the perfect fit, you know, for a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was thinking about that today, and then they had Teague at the point guard, who was he was a pretty good player. I mean, Tibbs really, it was high risk, but he had the right idea, didn't he? I mean, it was a big three with a pretty good point guard and some other people that could play.
Yeah, it was a good team, you know, because, you know, all the guys that you were going to depend on a nightly basis, you know, to get it down for you on both ends of the floor, they brought something different to the table. And, you know, when I was in Chicago playing for the Bulls, you know, we had perhaps the two best players in the game at that time. I'm a little biased, and Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. but they did something different. If you look at the Detroit Pistons when they made their run, Isaiah Thomas was a prototypical point guard that when he had to, he could step up and put up big nights on the offensive end. But his partner was a catch-and-shoot guy in Joe Dumars, who found his way to the Hall of Fame.
Did those two get along pretty good on the court, did you think?
Yeah, you know, you have to be on the same page when you're on the court, because Isaiah Thomas, to me, was one of the best point guards to ever play basketball. And he had the unique ability on any given situation, you know, to break down the defense, to either create a shot for himself, but also he had that partner in Joe Dumars who knew exactly how to play off of him. And when he was able to kick the ball out to Joe, if you were there late, Joe could knock down the open jump shot. If you rushed out at Joe, not on bounce, he could ball fake step under, take one or two bounces and get a jump shot from there. So that guy plays alongside of a great point guard. He has to be a catch-and-shoot guy or someone that's going to use about one or two dribbles to get his offense off.
Malik Beasley has some felony charges pending, and they liked him a lot when they brought him in. If they can sign him, he's a restricted free agent. If they can sign him, if he can get his legal matters behind him, and what's his upside? What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Well, it all depends on where you put him at and what role is he willing to accept. You know, with a guy like that, you know, is he willing to come off the bench and be a sixth man for you, knowing that when he goes into the game, you're going to use him, you know, as an offensive spark plug. You know, his main job when he comes into the game is to put points on the board. And if he's willing to accept a role like that where he's going to have some freedom to do the things that he likes to do on the offensive end, he could be a nice piece for you.
Now, the Minnesota kids, I mentioned Daniel Oturo. Where does he fit? What's he play, a four?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he has worked on his outside game. He knows now that for a big guy in today's game, like most guys don't play with their back to the basket. So he's going to be in a lot of pick-and-pop situations. And when he's in that pick-and-pop situation, he's going to have to be able to step in space out to 22 feet and knock down some open jump shots. So I know that he's working on that part of his game. I can't see him being your prototypical four man. He's a guy that's going to have to make the adjustment on how big players play at the NBA level today.
How about Zeke Nagy out of Hopkins in Arizona? He got a fairly nice shot there from the perimeter now.
Well, you know, the name of the game today, Mike, is that, you know, the big guys have to be able to step out and make open shots. And when you look at, you know, Jokic and Denver, you know, he is the type of big man that most teams are looking for. But he's such a unique talent. You know, he's their point guard. He's a guy that can pass, he can shoot, he can rebound. He runs the offense. You know, he can do so many things on the offensive end for the Denver Nuggets. That's why they're so tough. And the young guys who are coming into the league today, they understand they have to have some of those skills to be able to stay around for a long time.
Trey Jones is a point guard. What do you see?
He would be a nice fit, you know, coming in off the bench, a guy that plays strong, tough defense, understands how to run a team. He's a role player that can fit in very nicely. I hear that my old team might be looking to draft him.
Which old team?
Probably the first round of the New York Knicks.
Well, that'd be kind of a fun trip for him, you know, if he got that opportunity. Tyrell Terry, you've seen too in the state tournaments from De La Salle. He blew up at Stanford as a point guard. How good?
Well, you know, it's, the next level is always tough because there's so many different things now that you have to adjust to. You know, the pace of the game is faster. The athletes are better. Coaches are now more demanding of their point guards. It's all about, you know, do you have the mental capacity, you know, to make those adjustments and to handle the things that the coaches are demanding of you on every single day. The talent might be there, but you have to make sure that the mental part is there as well.
Trent, appreciate it very much. We'll talk again soon, and hopefully you can stay. I have to dress up and go to those hockey rinks for the foreseeable future.
I would
future.
Love to do that, Mike. Have a good night, buddy.
You too. Trent Tucker, nice enough to join us. Sports to the Max.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.